The following is an audio podcast from the Korea Society, celebrating more than a half century of promoting awareness, understanding, and cooperation between the people of the United States and Korea. For more information on our programs, please visit our website at www.koreasociety.org. This podcast is brought to you through the generous financial support of the Tongyang Group. In the areas of financial services and manufacturing, the companies of the Tongyang Group harness the passion and creativity of 12,000 employees worldwide to better serve their clients. The Tongyang Group, a global partner for Korean business. On July 19, 2011, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon addressed the members, friends, and supporters of the Korea Society at the organization's 2011 annual dinner in New York City. He spoke about his unanimous election to a second term as Secretary General, the strength of the U.S.-Korea partnership, and the obligation to help spread the Korean dream of development, good governance, good government, human rights, peace, and prosperity.
Thank you, Ambassador Minton, for your very kind words. Ambassador Hobart, Chairman of the Korea Society, Ambassador Greg, Emeritus Chairman of the Korea Society, Ambassador Catherine Stevens, U.S. Ambassador to Republic of Korea, my country, Excellencies, distinguished honorees this evening, and ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your warm welcome. It's a great pleasure to see you this evening, as so many good friends of the United Nations, United States, and Republic of Korea. In fact, I came back from my European trip this afternoon at 4 p.m., but it's 1:30 a.m. in European time. My only hope that this ceremony will not last long. But I couldn't wait until next year, because I knew that this evening would be very special when we honor distinguished honorees, and at the same time, I was very much excited that I would be able to meet so many great friends of the Republic of Korea, United States, and more importantly at this time, United Nations. And that is why I am here. And I'd like to say just a few words to Ambassador Stevens, and I thank you very much. And I know that I speak on behalf of all of us for your very distinguished service and contribution for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula, which sometimes has been very, very worrisome, and still we are not over with all these problems with North Korea. But I know that I know we will have another opportunity tomorrow in my office. And also, as one of the recipients of this very distinguished Van Fleet Award myself, I'm especially pleased to add my words to our distinguished honorees this evening. I have known two distinguished chairmen, Hyun Jae-hyun and William Rhodes, for many years. Look carefully at the names they represent. They represent the U.S.-Korea Business Council and the Korea-U.S. Business Council. They are, in fact, mirror images, a sign of true partnership. They richly deserve this recognition this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's gathering comes at an exciting moment for the Republic of Korea. The countdown to the Pyeongchang Winter Olympic Games has already begun. And my sincere congratulations on your great, fabulous achievement. Let me add at this evening marks another passage as well. As you know, I have been attending this dinner every year since I became Secretary General of the United Nations. The first time was late 2006, shortly after my election as the first term of the United Nations. Now I'm back just a little bit over 1 month after I was unanimously re-elected as Secretary General of the United Nations. It is an extraordinary and humbling honor to serve this great organization, to serve this for the humanity of international community. In accepting this honor, I told the General Assembly, never has the United Nations been so needed, and never has the United Nations been so relevant. When I was re-elected, everybody was, of course, excited, including myself. And that was a unanimity. If I may translate into a number of games, then maybe 100 in exam. There was nobody opposing to my re-election. Then one of the South Korean journalists asked my wife, in a very naughty way, "Well, Mrs. Ban, how much do you grade your husband?" Then she said, without hesitation, 70%. That was a little bit disappointing for me. In a sense, humiliating. But it was also a little bit embarrassing for my wife. I know that. But my priority, highest priority as second-term Secretary General of the United Nations, will be on domestic policies. I know that the domestic policy is sometimes more important. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as a Secretary General, and as all of you are doing, we have only to scan the daily news headlines. Libya, the historic changes sweeping the Arab world, what is known as Arab Spring, the birth of the Republic of South Sudan, admitted just last week as the 193rd member state of the United Nations. For the United Nations, this is quite literally a job of nation building, everything from scratch. And all the while, we need to keep the peace in a region of increasingly high tensions and deeply disturbing reports of violence and mass killing. Meanwhile, we face an emerging humanitarian crisis in the Horn of Africa. Tomorrow, the United Nations will declare a famine in Somalia. More than 11 million people are affected by this long spell of drought and lack of food. 11 million in just four countries, Ethiopia, Somalia, Djibouti, and all the Kenya. And we are their best and often only hope. Since this is the Korea society, I should add that we also see a potential emergency which may happen in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. A harsh winter, followed by severe flooding, has put millions of North Koreans' lives at risk. The World Food Program and WHO and UNICEF, they have launched an emergency operations. Our challenge, among others, is to get the food for those who need it and when they need it. This is to say I remain determined to do everything possible to help Korean Peninsula situation under control. Our ultimate goal is to create a nuclear weapon-free, peaceful, and prosperous Korean Peninsula. And I count on the support of Korea society and all the members of the Korea society who represent distinguished citizens of the United States and Republic of Korea and many other countries of the United Nations. Dear friends, across the spectrum of our work, the Korea society has a role to play. That is why we are here tonight. Not only to celebrate Korean-American partnership, but to recognize the great potential of global Korea. Often when I travel around the world, Korea is often held up as a model country, especially in Africa. We too, we Koreans too knew hunger and poverty. We too struggle for freedom and genuine and greater freedom and participatory democracy. With the help of good friends, United States and United Nations, we succeeded. Koreans succeeded. Today, Korea has a special obligation, moral and political obligation, to help poorer nations realize their own so-called Korean dreams for them. For them to realize this Korean dream is their aspirations, very urgent and ardent aspirations, a dream of development, good government, human rights, peace and prosperity. That is why I have welcomed Korean support for Africa. That is why I and many others look to Korea for your leadership on sustainable development, the United Nations' number one priority in the years ahead. For that reason, recently I have welcomed President Lee Myung-bak's recent visit to Africa and his most recently very distinguished leadership as chairman of G20 summit meeting. We have seen important progress with the Seoul Development Consensus adopted at the last G20 summit meeting. Korea's many green energy initiatives are steps in this direction. As we celebrate the dynamism of relationship between Korea and the United States this evening, let us remember this larger and global dimension. We all here and partners as a partners in creating a brighter and better future for all, where everybody, rich or poor, big or small, they can live in a world harmoniously balanced and better for all. And let's work together for that purpose, and let us widen the vision of the Korea society. Thank you very much. 감사합니다.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Korea Society, its staff, management, or sponsors. Thank you for listening to this Korea Society podcast. If you enjoyed it, please consider becoming a member. Visit www.koreasociety.org for information about memberships and to learn more about all the programs available at the Korea Society.